good to be back with you at Believers Academy and the study of the series Understanding God's Gift of Restoration. Today we are studying Lesson 2, The Rescue of Man and Redemption. Before we get into this lesson, let me remind you that there are study aids such as Leader's Notes and a Faith and Action Plan for you to download. In the previous lesson, we went way back before time and discussed the fall of Lucifer. And then we continued to learn about the fall of man. We learned that man's only way out of death and destruction was to be redeemed from the penalty of sin. Today, we're going to discuss the rescue, which is so special because it's the true story of our rescue, yours and mine. We're going to look into God's wonderful and loving plan to redeem us, buy us back to himself. Are you ready for this? Here we go. Just as Adam represented all of mankind in the fall of man, a man had to represent all of mankind in the redemption of man. The penalty of sin is death. Life had to be sacrificed to satisfy the judgment of sin. The life of man is in the blood of man. So the one who could save us would have to be born of man so that he could shed lifeblood to legally represent all of mankind. But what to do when man and his blood was forever tainted by sin? God, in all his love and wisdom, had already prepared the solution. He himself would save us. For God so loved us that he gave his one and only Son, Jesus, to be our Redeemer. He, God, would be born as a man into this world. The plan for the restoration of man was God's loving plan. 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 19 tells us that God was present in Jesus Christ, reconciling the world back to himself. God loved man. John 3:16 says, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." God refused to lose someone he loved. This would bring the rescuer into the earth, born of woman, but not conceived of sinful man. Jesus, the Son of God, identified with mankind, and as he began his ministry, he even referred to himself as the Son of Man. He was all man and he was all God. In his life on the earth, Jesus used God's authority and power to change lives and show God's love to people. After living a perfect life, Jesus gave himself to be beaten, crucified, and sacrificed in man's place for man's sin. He took upon himself our condemnation and became a curse for us. Jesus was made sin for us. And then after he died for us, Jesus became the firstborn of a new creation. He was born from death to life. He was born again. He died as us, and he was born again as us. Let's meditate on some scriptures regarding Christ's redemption. Galatians 3:13 says, "But Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. The payment for the curse is complete." Jesus Christ is the firstborn from God. He removed the power of Satan's rule and also freed those who were eagerly waiting for deliverance. Jesus bought and paid for us. Colossians 1:14 says it another way. "In whom, Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins." We are redeemed through the blood of Jesus. Have you considered what it means to be redeemed? After going through lesson 1, we understand the enormity of being redeemed from Satan and from the curse of sin. God is so good, our salvation is immeasurable. Salvation literally, abundantly redeems every detail of our lives and every fiber of our being, thoroughly and exhaustively. Now watch this. When you make Jesus your Lord, you get in on the benefits God has prepared for you. One of the benefits is salvation, saved from hell and restored to God. Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved." But that's not all. This salvation includes much, much more. Additional benefits include your health, your well-being, the quality of your life, your prosperity, everything. Let's look at the word about the benefit of divine health. You've been made healthy. 1 Peter 2:24 tells us that this benefit was given when Jesus was beaten in the hours before he was crucified. Healing is yours according to God's word. Plus, there are many more benefits of life and life abundant that Jesus provided in his salvation that you can and are to receive. We encourage you to study and pursue God's promises. God told the Apostle Paul to preach and demonstrate to people that God would defeat every enemy, from violent men to wild beasts and any and all the time. What a benefit. Just see what Paul wrote in Colossians 1:9-12. We ask God to give you complete knowledge of His will and to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding. Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. We also pray that you will be strengthened with all His glorious power, so you will have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. He has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to His people who live in the light. You and I can also call these benefits to us in the here and now. When we agree together, in the name of Jesus, speaking God's will, He will cause what we agree upon to become our reality. We have been given authority to speak and expect results. You can trust God's word. So go ahead and call on it. Use the name of Jesus and you will have God's will in your life. Jesus did it all. God provided every single thing you need for success, spirit, soul, and body. Everything you need now and will need in the future is provided by God through Jesus' sacrifice at Calvary. He has done the work to give these things to you. It's up to you to make the decision to receive the benefits of your restoration. Romans 5:17 says, "For the sin of this one man, Adam, caused death to rule over many. But even greater is God's wonderful grace and His gift of righteousness. For all who receive it will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ." It's real. The restoration of mankind is complete. Jesus has already done it all. As He declared, it is finished. Go ahead and receive it and make it your reality today. We have been redeemed. This completes Lesson 2, The Rescue of Man and Redemption, of the series Understanding God's Gift of Restoration. We look forward to studying with you soon. The next lesson is about two sides of restoration. We'll find out more about what God has done for us. Until next time, remember, Jesus is Lord.